Blog Talk Radio.
Here is singer, songwriter, podcaster, author, and at times actor, Dub Knight.
Hi, this is Dub Knight. You know, the Dub Knight Matter is supposed to be coming out, and that's what the topic of the show is to March. I hope it is. If there's any delays, I'll let you know. As I talked about the previous shows about not letting someone take my dreams away, around me, all through my life, I have my own unique style. You know, I try to, when I was young, I kept my dreams to myself because it wasn't a place for me to express them for fear that people would try to undermine them or think they're too big for the situation as it is. As I get older, I haven't seen those dreams, even though I was going at them very quietly. And the realization is that when I now, as I get more expressive about them, for some people, they think they're too big. I'm being too out of touch or unrealistic about these dreams. Well, I live near Hollywood. Hollywood is like 13 miles away. And I did come out here, just like a lot of artists who live in Hollywood or nearby or in the same area where I live. There's lots of artists who have dreams. Write music, do demos, do a lot of things. And yeah, the area is not, you know, as artistic as, like, say, North Hollywood or, you know, some parts of, you know, West LA or West Hollywood or maybe downtown LA, but it's still very artistic. There are record companies near me, and there's movie companies in Burbank and West Valley. Just a reminder that I'm in a place of the artistic center for entertainers. You know, it's like New York, Nashville, Los Angeles, or London, I think is the main places for artistic creators. You know, because I'm one of the people who came out here, whether they want to be a rock star, pop star, movie star, songwriter, director, etc. I met so many. And, you know, that's what it is. This is the place where it's for. Unfortunately, in other aspects of my life, there's been so many other limitations. So I dealt with them myself, you know. I was unemployed, I was working, I'm getting paid off. But my true values are artistic. Then I had to realize that I had to do what I need to do as far as intellectual to understand where I'm going. So, and that's where I'm at. There were things I did, you know, like telemarketing, which I'll never do again. I'm not going to do anything related to anything like that because it was so degrading because I wasn't even paid minimum wage. Or I was trained to work with therapists and with staff and in psychology, you know, mental health. I'm not going to do that ever again either because I guess my heart and soul, I just don't have the patience or the temperament to deal with that because it's too traumatic or too unnerving to my own bad experiences to deal with, to be in that field as far as mental health centers. I don't want to deal with anything like that. There are people come around me who keep saying maybe they're doing it deliberately, or which I think they are, or they're doing it with this hope or something that I be something that I cannot be. And that's the thing about going for dreams. Dreams are not about being, are not only about going for what I want. It's also not doing something that's going to make me unhappy. Especially make me physically or mentally sick because I can't deal with people who exhibit disorders because I don't know how, I don't have the patience to handle it, and or people who are totally really are so unwell that it's impossible for me to deal with. But when I say these statements, I get these people hear that and they think I'm putting people with diagnosis down and so on. That's their opinion. I'm not. So many bad experiences on my own. I understand what it's like for someone who goes through a mental health problem or whatever, because everybody has a problem mentally or physically in their lifetime with something, no matter who you are on this planet. And I'm definitely one of them. But if someone gets angry at me for saying this, I did not say anything wrong. I just want to do something different. And that's what it's all about, you know. I had songs that I've created, and, you know, I get these individuals who say they made a lot of money off my songs and stuff. I don't believe one word they say. But if they did, they committed an atrocity that can never be forgiven due to the fact that I've been doing this all my life. I'm not creating for someone to just listen and then tape, steal it, and then go and make money off me and step on me. That's really evil. But that has happened. I mean, in the music industry, there has been reports of thefts and lawsuits all around about songs. And there has been, at times, thefts. You know, there have been people who plagiarize songs, and it's been confirmed, you know, from stories about Led Zeppelin with Whole Lotta Love, Willie Dixon wrote it, or et cetera. It is true. I just gave an example. You can look it up. But, you know, the thing is, you know, I have to protect myself if I create something. So I put all mine on my BMI registration or ASCAP registration. And copyright or publish or both, I had to. Because if I write something and I really, truly done it, then I should own it. And I really own it literally from doing it, creating it. It's not for someone who don't have no talent or who don't know how to write and just go and steal. That's evil. But I have people who just listen to what I say on these podcasts and so on and still want to undermine that. And all I can say is even if a person is 80 years old or they're overweight or if they're deep in the ocean still can't breathe and still believe that they can make their dreams happen, what I'm trying to say is believe in an impossible and the possible can come true. It's positive. There are people who have made it literally in their 60s. So, the truth is, go for your dreams, as long as they're positive. Astronaut, teacher, whatever, you know, creators, I get inspired to create. The creation, unfortunately, comes with a lot of artists. I'm no exception. You know, the chaos and the extremely horrific situations that I experience mentally and physically create. And I had to watch myself about what I did because being a creator, you know, the duality of living in this life is very hard because I was told that creators have a hard time living in the real life. I must say I'm no exception because it was creating to understand what's going on around me and things and circumstances I simply do not understand, but it helps me understand by making lemonade from lemons, and the lemons are the uncertainty and the disparity and atrocities that I experience. So the bottom line is, to my haters and to those who don't like me, don't take my dreams away because you don't like me, or you don't want to see me succeed or be something, or you want me to be something that I don't want to be. That's not fair. But I am going to try to be somebody because I have to have something to fall back on and use my mind to be something I want to be. My mind, my head is in the clouds all the time, but my feet is on the ground of reality. Reality is harsh. It sure is. Listen to this song, which illustrates what I talked about. It's called, reality can be really harsh, but be inspired to overcome it by doing what's right and believe and continue to dream no matter what anyone said, you know. Continue to dream and believe.
Tried to be the best I could be, so I tried very hard at my school in order to succeed. But then things didn't turn out right. I failed to advance and I didn't feel bright. But I sabotaged myself. I got.
That was tragedy is not what I am, and that was the illustration about overcoming obstacles and going for those dreams. Like, I was talking about, like, it is prophetic, you know, like school, trying to succeed and get bad grades, and then the song is also talked about meeting bad people. I wrote about someone who's on drugs or not well, and they pulled me down, and it did happen. So that's why I learned that in order to stay afloat and to be okay, or at least be okay, stay away from negative people. I can't stay away from people who are going to try to undermine my potential or stop me from succeeding. That is an important concept. It's hard. It's hard to note because of my bad experiences. The facts of living on the streets and the abuse when I was a kid, the batter, the violence, and all that. Because I'm trying to be good, but I experienced so much from coming out here, which I made a mistake on a Greyhound bus, to be, like a lot of dreamers. I was in downtown LA and went to Hollywood, blah, blah, blah. But it made me more aware of where I'm at and to try to do the what's right. Because I have to be careful who I'm with and careful with myself. And I was reminded today that I had to be careful with what I do. Because I guess I acted in a way that I just was something I shouldn't have done, but I simply did not understand. But I'm human. So I had to apologize to that person because that person told me something, and I don't want to get into it because it's private, but what I meant is that, you know, I have to be well positive because positive people brings positive consequences. I'm gonna live by that for the rest of my life. I cannot hang around no negative person or someone who's gonna undermine my potential. The con artists, the criminals, no way. The naysayers, the haters. People are seriously unwell mentally. Alcohol and drug, I can't deal with it. I dealt with too much. The tragedies that I had were with people around me and with my own life to try to overcome and be positive. It was just too numerous. As time goes on, it's hard to go for that dream when I experience those situations, and it makes me untrustworthy of things around me, but I try to keep an open mind. That's part of what happens when a person like me goes through too much or too many limitations. And I was looking at all the situations I was dealing with, and as a human being, it's very difficult to deal with some of the stuff I went through, but still I have to be positive and continue with that dreams no matter what happens. You know, hopefully it will happen, but the most important thing is to continue and to believe. Because I wasn't born to be a tragedy, I was born to be a winner. And that's what that song is about. It's available on iTunes, Deezer, etc. And here's another song that I had a problem with, ignorance. Because there's a lot of ignorance in societies, even in blue California, because California is supposed to be word for open-minded. Los Angeles, San Francisco is open, you know, supposedly. But, you know, there's a lot of people who are from other areas who are not so open. But the truth is, we are all unique. Something that's truly themselves, and that's what makes the world goes around. And the truth is, there's always going to be somebody who looks different, act different, have more, whatever, have less, etc. than us. In some form or another, they're going to be different from us in one way, shape, or form. That's the way the world was made. Diversity is what keeps the world going. If we had people look alike and act alike and did everything the same, then the world would be more limited. And that is the truth, because changes had to come. Changes had to come from the uniqueness. Because when someone's unique, they have these ideas. It brings ideas, new inventions, different types of music, different types of clothing, different types of style, different types of dancing, different types of... Without being unique, we wouldn't have brought computers. Things are continuously developing as we speak. So that's the value of uniqueness. Fortunately, uniqueness also can be in gifts, and there are people who have gifts and have done so much and haven't been recognized for them. I feel I'm one of them. I did so much stuff with my music and stuff, and I felt I was not recognized enough for what I was, or given a chance to express my gifts. But then I had to realize I had to express them myself. If the world doesn't like me, then I had to like myself. I had to honor myself and cherish myself. And that's the way it is. And the world should honor as many people like me and you, or whoever's listening to this, or what our gifts are. Because if you're ignored, or something is wrong with the world. If you have something to give, whether it's music, or whether it's using your mind, or whether it's science, or whatever it is, or athletes, or whatever. Not everybody's going to be the next Elvis, and not everybody's going to be the next Joe Biden. Not everybody's going to be the next Einstein, but still, or the next Bill Gates, but still, there are lots of people who are just as talented or have focus like me and you who should be noticed or recognized in some way. Should not be ignored. And that's why everybody on this planet brings something good to the world. And the truth of the value is, that's why nobody's dream should be taken away. I get reminded each day, they say, oh, I'm making this up, or my dream, I need to just give it up. It's a pipe dream. That's negative. That's not what the world's all about. Now I'm here to be limited or to be something you want to be. Yes, I have to be realistic. I have to do something, or, you know. The world is cruel. The world doesn't give, recognize not enough people who have talents. A lot of people have killed themselves or went crazy and went to institutions because due to the lack of ability to deal with rejections, and had troubled lives. And some of these are troubled geniuses or people who just simply didn't have the ability to cope with the negativity or the poverty that they were given, and tried their best to do what they can to better themselves. And the whole world was just indifferent to it. I would say I did not go that far. I wasn't recognized by the world yet. Yes, they ignore me. think I'm some crazy person, but what I do is that I'm not going to give up or do anything to harm myself. I'm going to be positive. Just try to have the knowledge to just honor myself and just keep going and continue to go for my dreams. Because my dreams should be recognized, at least by myself. At least by myself at the most, because I'm a good person. And self-love is essential. It surely is. Because when I have self-love, then I can love myself. Why I talk about all these long stories in between is because they're related to the songs. The songs are available on Deezer, Spotify. You can listen to it for free if you want. And the Dove Night Matter Part 2 is coming out. It really is coming out. I had to be positive. Yes, I have to. And do my best. I can't judge. You know, I really don't. You know, I have a sense of humor about things, but I don't judge anybody because I'm being the last person to judge. Because everybody's life is different. Everybody's unique, but everybody's had to love thyself. Because that's how it is. When some people, I'm going to get this straight. Some people have listened to what I was saying and said I was like a preacher. I am never, I am not no preacher. I respect people who preach. That's a religious situation. I speak, I'm not going to ever be, I don't consider myself like a preacher or minister or anything like that. I'm more of just a podcaster, entertainer, a speaker of the word of spirituality. And in my opinion, spirituality is more important than religion. It's higher. So that's how I see things. But I do the best I can, you know, to better myself. You know, and I feel that my gifts and other people's gifts, whether it's intellectual or whether it's music, should be recognized by me or somebody else, not to be ignored or to be sabotaged or taken away. Because of evil or jealousy, what we on the planet to be. And that is the truth. You know, one day at a time. And that's what it is. And that's why I do what I do with music, because it's like making lemonade from lemons, doing something positive. And when you're positive and I feel good, then I can make a song called That Is Why I Fell in Love with You. Or I can make a song that I released last year. And you know what this is, this song.
You to think I'm cool, but I don't know how to talk to you. I don't know how to approach you and start the conversation. Yeah. I don't know how to get you to notice.
And I want to say personally to the songwriter other than me, thank you for helping me write these songs. I keep his name private, but his name go by David. But David, thank you. Gifted musicians. Really. I was blessed to meet someone like him to make these records because it was unexpected. And of course, my inspiration creatively as a songwriter, it was so great to make these songs. But that was, I really want to get to know you. And that's also on Deezer, Google Play. You know what, Google Play may not be playing, having music, but Amazon, definitely. Amazon is where you can find this song. And here's... That is I Really Want to Be With You. It's probably one of my favorite songs I've recorded because it's so positive about wanting to fall in love with somebody. Listen, I love writing about romance. Romance is so fun, you know. Dance or rock. Yes, the rock. The rock. The rock. The rock. The rock. You know the rock ones. That was Forever and Through Time, and I mentioned the story about making Forever and Through Time. I did have it on a compilation at one time, and I did try to give it to a radio station. You know the whole story, so I'll leave it there. But nevertheless, it was great to do. I love writing about love, because love is spirituality. Love is the highest power in the universe, the most important power, because without love, there will be no life. We really need love, and love is spirituality. Love transcends all boundaries, all colors, all religions, everything. It see-through embraces everything. Love is diversity, and love accepts. Love does not hurt. Love is not prejudice, and love does not judge, and that is why I write love songs, you know, particularly romantic love. I did write a song that was spiritual love, but we'll see about that. I had released a CD where I had actually put that song, Someone to Love, but that song wasn't released in the right way because it was made, and, you know, I want to tell you a story about it that wasn't good about Someone of Love, because that's a spiritual love. Spiritual love, you know. Actually, it could be romantic love, but spiritual love. I did not, you know, some songs, my voice was just not there. And I actually went in the studio all tired, exhausted. I went out and sang at clubs before that song, and I was talking a lot, and I took some prescription medication. I think when I did that, and I was on stage, and I went in there, and my voice was just... And sometimes that happened with a good singer like me. I just don't have it when I record. Some of the recordings I felt, I mean, most of, I've really got a great voice, or a good voice comes out. But when I'm on stage, you probably see the whole magnitude of my voice. My voice is really good. But nevertheless, for rock and roll, it was perfect. But I felt I didn't have, it just wasn't there, you know. I'll see about that song as far as release. We'll see. I think it's already been released. People heard it. Someone of love, someone who can become. And I spoke at the end. I spoke so really high and normal. And then in part song, it was just, it was rock and roll. It was part, I mean, it was a great song to do. But I wasn't there vocally. I remember going on a show or something. It was very difficult. We'll see. But what I do know is making music is a joy. It's on Amazon. It's on. It's, you can see the videos on Amazon. You can see it, you know, Spotify, etc. And remember, this is part of my dream. It's not just a fantasy. Because fantasies can become reality. It's positive. Many people have came to Hollywood with a dream or came to New York City, which is also the entertainment capital of the world, for pop and rock artists like me. A really big place. But you can make it anywhere, wherever you go. I mean, people, Portland, Minneapolis, Detroit, whatever, Atlanta, whatever. Those are definitely places that people have made dollars, whatever. If you believe, you believe, you know. If you believe, you believe. And dreams to making the music, many people of all walks and many people at all ages and all sizes have dreams. Whatever it is, I hope they all come true. Because everybody deserves to be recognized in this life. I say this because I feel that, honestly, that the world has not recognized me, or I haven't been giving the right respect and appreciation on this planet, because of all the suffering I went through and of all the atrocities and the harassment and attacks by the haters. But in spite of it all, I still believe in thyself, because I am a good person and I can go very far. And the way to do it is to believe in thyself and honor myself as much as possible. And that's part of self-love. And one song that I did, this is a new song that's supposed to come out. You know, I'll talk about this. It's called, afterwards, it's called I Want You. You know, that's I Want You. And I'm going to say it was so perfect for me. I'm going to be blunt. Those high parts, the high part you hear in the song, well, that's part of what it is, you know. I did it where I was developing and creating a style, because part of my creativity means that I have to branch out. Like, I was playing the piano, and I just got tired of playing the same thing. So I had to add more chords or melodies to it, to the one song I do today, like I did yesterday or whatever. And singing, I had to branch out the high and low part, whether it's soprano, falsetto, whatever, or baritone, you just branch out. So part of the creative focus for me is to try something new with the voice. Try a variety of different sounds. And that's where I was at this that stage vocally. Now, when I think about it now, I'm like, that's good for what it is, and I sound very good. So do the song. I love writing about love. Love is the highest and the most important instrument in the universe. It is spirituality. It embraces all. It's more powerful than anything else. That's why I love to write about it, romantic or otherwise. And that is what it is. And that is it for me tonight. And I want to say is, the last thing I want to say, I truly hope that we all can recognize that we see gifted people like you and me, whoever's listening, to make sure that their dreams come true. Everybody deserves to be recognized. We don't need no tragedies or people not getting recognized or people's songs stolen or people's dream to be an athlete taken away by someone's jealousy. and we seen that people's dreams were taken away. Like the actor who came out to Hollywood to be a star, his life was taken by a car accident. He lost his life at a young age. Or the athlete who wanted to be a basketball star, he was shot dead by a jealous person in the ghetto of Los Angeles. And I have experienced that where someone who kept telling me constantly that I will never make it, I'm too fat. And yes, I'm heavyset. And I believe, regardless of age, to be somebody, whether I wanted to be, you know, because being in the music business is like a business. It is a businessman. Just like you, being a doctor, a lawyer, astronaut, a teacher, or whatever. If you just want to be a plumber, a gardener, and that's what your dream is, then it should. You should be able to get that chance to do it. Everybody deserves an opportunity. Like I said, I experienced a life where I was ignored and left in the dark or misunderstood by ignorant folks and targeted and harassed by criminals all through my life. In spite of all, I still believe and not let that negativity stop me. Or people who said I can't sing, or you know, if they do notice, they only notice my songwriting. And you know, these individuals know my song because they want to steal it and use it. I have people say to sample it. I ain't going to go by those allegations, because those are just allegations, meaning they are just putting me on. But if they are, that's not good. But one thing I will say is I continue to dream, and hopefully all of us will continue to dream and not let tragedies like I just mentioned happen. Because we got a talent to play basketball, we got a talent to sing, if we got a talent to write a song, or you got a talent to use your mind, you should make money at it. Or you should be able to make a living at it, or make a chance to make that dream happen, not to be ignored, not to see another person lose their life because of someone else's jealousy or undermining it, or just plain poverty or broken life. And that's not fair. Dreams aren't made to happen. So don't take my dreams away, because I can't take yours. That's the right way, spiritually. No matter what religion or whatever you believe, that goes against humanity. And may all of you, no matter what you believe, because like I said, since love is spiritual, and spiritual is the most powerful tool on this planet, which is love, no matter what you believe or religion, we are all God's children. In one way, shape, or form, or even if you don't believe in a higher power and you believe in something or believe in a tree, that's good enough, because we're all equal and deserve to have our dreams happen, or who want to have a dream or want to go for and be somebody. Good day, good night from Dove Night.